For Kia and McDonald's, this is Sports Day.
You're listening to Sports Day with Kane Corns and Ben Hart with you through until 7 o'clock, and I'm really excited about our next guest. He's one of my favourite footy people, and we're privileged to have him on the program. Ross Lyon, the coach of the Fremantle Footy Club. Thanks for joining us, Ross.
No, pleasure, Kane, Ben.
And a big weekend for you, coming to Adelaide to take on Port Adelaide, who are in great form, knocked off Sydney at the SCG, obviously, last weekend. You excited about the challenge?
Yeah, I'm more looking to improve. They had a great win, and Kenny's been under some pressure, so his group delivered for him, and they'll be full of confidence off that performance. So, look, we were disappointed in how we played. I thought we brought effort, but we got our method wrong. And we think there's some simple things we can do to fix that relatively quickly. So, look, it's a big challenge, Adelaide Oval. It's quite intense, and their fan base makes a lot of noise. So, yeah, there's some challenges, but we're confident we can play better than we did last weekend.
Ross, after the game, you mentioned that you were a little bit disappointed in yourself for not preparing the guys as well as they could have. How does that happen? You're known as one of the best prepared coaches going around. How did that happen?
Well, John's very good at sort of folding back and forcing us down the line. So, and we're really conservative, and we had plenty of options to sort of build the ball and make them defend more than we did. So it wasn't rocket science, but, you know, you come out of the game and you review it and you think, gee, we dominated the clearances, but Geelong for a long time have been able to get back on you and maybe and beat you out the other way as well. So we got beaten on tight. That's probably the disappointing part. And we were solid around the ball.
Yeah, you've absolutely won clearances and were quite good around there. So was the disappointing thing your positioning to take away the exits of Geelong after they got back, or was it the heat around the footy maybe in your forward line?
Yeah, no, it was more the second quarter when they got out on us. Yeah, it was just a fair bit of ball watching, and we were just ball watching where they were heading to outlets and getting our goal side. So then once they were out, they were pretty hard to catch and they scored efficiently. So sometimes that's just the brain working a bit quicker, which typically we're good at. So that was disappointing. And we just really collapsed. I mean, you want numbers to the ball, but if the world gets there, you're not going to have much to move the ball to.
Ross, we spend our time in the media trying to analyse where clubs are at, and Fremantle's really hard to do that after last year and then one game this year. What in your game can we look out for to know that you are on the right track?
Yeah, look, there's no silver bullet. It's not one aspect. Look, we thought we had a reasonable draft, but a lot of those guys did 80% of pre-season. So we want to be blooding our kids as the year unfolds. We had a number of... we had Darcy Tucker play, a number of third-year players playing, you know, Langdon, Waller, Blakely, those sort of guys. And then we want to expose more of those guys, but we'd just like to play some better football than we did, really simply. And as the year goes on, we'd like to see Bernal in there and Harley Balich and Griffin Logue. We'd like to get him, you know, if he could play 15 or 16 games this year, we'd be thrilled. So... we're trying to do two things. We're aiming as high as we can this year and to improve our footy, because really we were basically 16th in everything last year. So we want to bring effort. We want to play with intensity. I thought our foundations were there, and we'd like to have a balance between attack and defence. So everyone comes over the hill pretty quickly, and that's fair enough. But we certainly weren't playing lucky dip football, and we think we can get it right and shift our performance relatively quickly. But as I said, talk's cheap, so we just got to keep building those things. And we understand, we started the process last year that we're going to continue and forge on with, but we don't think that excludes us from aiming to play finals football this year.
The process you speak of, I mean, most people term it a rebuild. Is that a fair term, and is that what you resonate with?
Well, we're certainly transitioning our list. You know, we went from the oldest to fifth, and we've got a couple of 33-year-olds that really distort the average a bit. So there's no doubt we'll go to the draft again and look at free agency and trades. And what was pleasing, the guys we brought in were 23-year-olds. So they really stacked that profile up and helped build that up on the list. And we'd like to go that way again if we could, combination of draft and players that want to come to the club. So you can't fix the balance of your list in one draft or trade period. So we'd like to balance it up in the ensuing drafts. I mean, that was the commitment from the club and the list manager and our board and myself. So I understand people are disappointed in this. And I think what happened, people coming back, and fair enough, and what we recruited through the door was an expectation of a high performance. But, I mean, they're a benchmark team, Geelong. I think they won 17 games last year and got to a prelim. So we didn't play mugs. We played a pretty good team that was desperate to win. And in some respects, we're in the contest, and if you take away some bad turnovers and so on, we'll ride in it, and then we just fell away. So, look, I'm a little bit blind on it as well, but we're just trying to improve as quickly as we can.
Ross, one of those guys we'd love to see as soon as we possibly can is Harley Bunnell. I know he's working his way back. How is he looking for the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, well, he should be in training with the group next week. So I was asked a question earlier in the day, and to sum up his pre-season, where he's at now, he's done the same volume of work as Lee Spur and Shane Kirsten did in pre-season. So they're running around and having good output. So Harley is certainly at the exciting stage, and so he'll be back in with the group next week and building. So it's not that far away. It's actually quite exciting for us. And like Lee Spur can really run and work, so that's the level Harley's at. So, you know, early rounds we should see him playing at least for Peel and then the AFL.
Be great to see him. Now, Port, I think you match up really well through the midfield. I think that's going to be a great battle. With your ball movement, are you looking to create more speed, or would you like to control the ball a bit more?
Well, you're trying to play it on its merits, just play what's in front of you. But if you just want to keep going through density all day and their extra numbers, well, you're in trouble. The best teams spread the ball really well by foot and by hand and take their opportunities. So, yeah, at times you've got to go quick and times you've got to drive the car. It's like driving a car. You've got your principles, haven't you? So you can't go at one speed the whole time. And it's a decision-making game. You've got to drive the car. We'd like to drive it a bit better than we have been.
You drove it pretty well last year in round 13. You beat Port Adelaide by 17 points. I know you don't look back, but a couple of tactics you used. Barlow to Robbie Gray had one of the great Michael Barlow games with 43 possessions.
Yeah.
Gray ineffective. The tag is dead, Ross. Any chance we can bring it back, and will you put someone on Robbie Gray this week?
Well, yeah, we could. Fifey spoke about it. Like, Blycavs went to him a fair bit, and I think Ebert typically goes to Nathan. So I think with the limited rotation where the game's going, there's certainly a role for that defensive-minded mid, because you can't just lose that tag with 160 rotations. So, it's something. Look, Stephen Hill's gone inside for us, and he's been super. So he can do that, or we can put a Sub in there or something like that. So, look, we're not at that point yet, but Mick Barlow was super last year. I forgot about that. I haven't got the Port yet. I'm tidying up. So you've got to get your own game right. That's a good reminder. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no, it was the best game I've ever seen him play. Now, Matthew Pavlich did open mic on Fox Footy last night, and he spoke about you when you were back at St Kilda and you used to watch your press conferences with intrigue. Are you aware that you do intrigue people, Ross? And what is it about you that people are so fascinated by you, like myself?
I got no idea, mate. They clearly got some problems. They need to find some more interest. No, I'm not aware. I think you just got to be yourself. You can't be an imposter. And, you know, I think if you try and keep it real and don't try and please everyone and just be true to yourself, maybe people are interested in authenticity, maybe.
You spend a lot of time, I believe, Ross, reviewing games, which is one of your strengths. Is it true that you review and watch the game in all three different angles that you now receive from the AFL?
Nah, not anymore. Not anymore. I used to. You've got to figure out what works, you know. I think there's four angles now. You'd be exhausted. And look, I've really got some really competent assistant coaches, and you build that trust. Like Mark Stone and Michael Pryor have been with me for 6 years, and Roger Hayden. So those sort of guys you build a trust up in. And when you're starting out, that you've got to be dog hungry and you've got to get it done. So, but as you get that competence around you, you can tend to delegate more. But all senior coaches work really hard. But you need a good team of assistants around you.
Last one from me, Ross. We spoke to Daniel Pearce, the 250-gamer, last night. Now, we asked him who your favourite player was, and he said, without doubt, Michael Walters. What is it about Sonny Walters you love so much?
Oh, look, he's electric with the ball. Yeah. He can mark. And, you know, those small forwards, like Eddie Betts, they're great to watch, you know. They can kick a goal from anywhere. You know, they take the game on and they're exciting. So, and he trains incredibly hard. I think he's just a great story, too. He's a great turnaround story. So, you know, he's a very highly skilled player. He's exciting. There's no doubt about that.
Thanks for joining us, Ross. As I said, it's a privilege to have you on our program. Good luck on Sunday against Port Adelaide. Another massive game for the Fremantle Footy Club. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Kane. Thanks, man.
All the best, Ross.
That is Ross Lyon. We could talk footy all day. Unfortunately, we had to let him go. But this is Sports Day. Thanks to Macca's delicious new gourmet creations. Gourmet burgers now available in drive-thru. And discover Kia's award-winning Picanto, Serato and Carnival. Plus, all Kias come with Australia's best seven-year warranty. See your Kia dealer today. Ross Lyon ahead of the massive game against Port Adelaide this Sunday.